y'all, I had to move inside because it was getting dark and there are mosquitoes outside because it just finished raining today. It's been raining a lot today. So basically, I was telling you about Chef Aki and how she had made this video talking about community and living in Belize for like the past 4 years. And in that video, she was just talking about how people have real community and how people are living life, right? So she gave this really great example that I want to give you guys, right? And so in her example, she had said, okay, hey, let's say that I wake up in the morning and then I decide what kind of resin I wanted to burn, whether that be frankincense, copal, or something new that I learned called pine resin. And then maybe I call one of my girlfriends over to help me cut up the yams for dinner and cook for dinner. And while she's over helping me peel the yams, I'm talking about what my man did to me last night. And we kikiing about that. And then maybe I take a walk down and I see somebody in the community and we start to have a conversation. Or maybe I go down to the beach and relax and get in the water. But you see, in that day, things were getting done that day for one's well-being and spending time with people just in the community. Now, in America, and this is not to knock America, I think America is a really great country to make money. Like, I will never knock that for America. Like, I think America is great for making money. But usually people are waking up to go to a job, a 9-to-5 or whatever job they have. And then they get that free time on, like, the weekends or on their days off. And so I find, in my opinion, that people in other countries like Jamaica, like Haiti, like maybe even Spain, like whatever other countries they are, that I find that people can live. People know how to live and to be. People know how to live and to be. And in America, we know how to do very well. We know how to do, D-O, in parentheses, very well. I don't think we know how to be very well, right? So, for example, let's say that I was just at a farm, right? And two guys were playing chess. And they were just enjoying their evening playing chess. And that's it. And maybe they will be playing chess outside of a house or outside of a shop. And maybe you're driving and that's what you see. And that's normal. But in America, people may say, oh, they're loitering. Like, they're loitering. Like, that's what they're doing. They're loitering. How come they can't go and do something? Well, they're being. They're enjoying their life. They're having a chat with a brother. And they are enjoying a good game of chess. There's not necessarily a goal in that. It's just being. And so when I say that I have had to reorient my mind to success, or what success looks like for me, these are some of the thoughts that I'm having, right? These are some of the things that I'm looking into, some of the opinions of others that I'm dissecting for myself. Because I think maybe if I think about an example of success, it's, okay, let's say there's this guy.
Sorry, y'all.
He got a corporate job. He does very well. He makes over 6 figures. He's at $100K to $200,000 a year. Drives a really nice car. But he's always, you know, always busy, always doing. And there's nothing wrong with being busy, y'all. I'm not knocking being busy and grinding and getting your money. There is absolutely nothing wrong with that. I think everybody should have that in their seasons of life. But maybe another guy is in Jamaica or St. Croix, and he knows how to build a house. He knows how to go get the coconut. He knows how to, let's see what else people could do. He knows how to work with his hands. I mean, that's just the best way I say it. And I'm just like, he may not have a six figure corporate job, but if the lights went out, he would know exactly what to do and how to provide and how to serve, how help he keep us alive and survive and thrive. Now, that's an example of success that maybe if we were just thinking about America, an American standard, that may not be what success looks like. And so I've just had to sit back and think, well, what does this look like for me? And what does this look like for me in partnership? Is this fly I want to kill? Sorry, y'all. What does this look like for me in partnership? And that's been really interesting because I feel like when I'm in Jamaica, I do see a lot more people being. There are people that people do. There's a hustle here, but there's a lot more of a well-being here, right? I feel a lot more connected to nature. And people just seem a little bit more happier. And I don't mean everybody. Like, everybody's life is different. But I think that I could be really happy here is what I'm saying. And I've just had to kind of change my mind on what success looks like. Because maybe one day it was a three-story modern home in a really beautiful neighborhood in Atlanta. And working really hard to keep a seven-figure business and support employees. And really trying really hard to grow that and think about all the things that everyday people don't really have to think about when you're running a seven-figure company. And all the stresses that come with. And even though the money is good and the success looks great on paper, how is my mental health? How is my heart? And how is the rest of my life? Outside of my business, what else do I have going for me? What else is making me happy? What else is bringing me joy? You know what I'm trying to say? Those things. So I've had to think about like other things outside of monetary value. Nothing wrong with that. Or business that brings me happiness. I've been having to think about a well-roundedness when it comes to my success. I think that's a more accurate term. I've been having to think about a well-roundedness when it comes to my success. A lot of times it was very business focused. It was very grow the business, focus on the business. And now it's more so focus on you, Olenike. Like, what really makes you happy? Oh, I've never had this experience before. Let's see how it is. You know, I think right now I feel like I'm in a you only live once mode. And I know we have I believe we have multiple lives, but I feel like I'm in such a let's just do it because I feel like it. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's just do it because I feel like it. There was this post that was like, oh, to be a responsible adult every day, but like, do we have to do that every day? Every day seems a bit excessive, and I agree with that because I'm like, oh, sorry, I keep yawning. My apologies. Every day I'm like, you know, it's just like, I'm in a more, let's just do an experience and just do it for the heck of it, right? Like, when I decided to go live in Jamaica for 30 days because I felt like it. Or now I'm back in Jamaica in 3 weeks because I felt like it. And it's just like, I just want to do stuff now that makes me happy. That brings me a smile to my face. That brings me some joy. And maybe back in the day, I would have like second thought a lot of things before doing them or super planned them out before doing them. And now I am really in a, let me enjoy my life mode. Let me enjoy my life mode. And I will say that it's nice to be that way when your finances are a little bit more supported, right? And so you guys know I do digital marketing and I sell my Married to the Money course that teaches you how to set everything up for your Wi-Fi business so that you can start making money online, right? You get to sell the course. You get to make $500 or more per transactions. And the course teaches you how to sell the course and set everything up. And so that's been me doing that has been really well, been doing really well for me. And it has allowed me to have more of my freedom. And I am going to continue to promote this to you guys for all of my selfish babes out there that want to be able to have more freedom in their lives, that want to travel more, that want to earn more money. You guys really could be making so much money on this app. Literally investing $500 one time is going to change your life. Or you do a buy now, pay later option, and now you invest $50 to $100 a month for a course that's going to change your life. Or you save $100 a week for 6 weeks. You know, there really is no excuse on why people should not be starting. And there's really no excuse you have, selfish babe, in my mind, if this is something you want to do, right? People spend money on a whole bunch of different things every single day. And when you spend money on something that's going to help you make money, okay? Anyways, that's been doing really well for me, and I'm super grateful about it. And so now I am very much so, what makes Olenike happy? And now I'm like, well, what is success to me? What does that look like? So I've been like feeling that out. You know, I've been able to look at the beach for the past 3 days and be in the water. Like last night, yesterday I was at the beach and in the water literally all day. I like swam with a life jacket for the first time for like a long distance. I used little fins for the first time. And that was just a beautiful experience. It's pretty random. It wasn't planned. And I just felt really happy to do that. You know what I'm trying to say? It's just like, wow, I get to live my life. You know what I'm trying to say? I get to live my life. And that's making me really happy right now. And it's so interesting because I don't know what I was doing before. Literally, I don't know what I was doing before. I was definitely building. I was doing things. But I don't know if I really felt like I was living. And it's not until now that I feel that way, which is so interesting. And I want everybody to feel this way. I want everybody to feel that they can live as well. But I want to end this podcast. I just kind of wanted to let you guys know I've been thinking more about what does success mean to me and reorienting my mind to what success looks like and what it can be, and knowing that everybody's idea of success is not the same, and knowing that my idea of success is not the same as what it used to be, right? It used to be a 3-story modern home in Atlanta running a 7-figure company, and that's not it. Now it's being able to get the freedom to travel to Jamaica every 3 weeks or every 2 weeks or anywhere in the world, you know, just the freedom to move around, the freedom to decide what I want to do because I feel like it. That feels so good to me. That type of freedom feels amazing to me, and I'm extremely grateful and blessed that I have this new perspective on this type of success in my life. And so what I want you to do, Selfish Babe, I want you to think about, what does success mean for you? What would that look like for you? Maybe it is a 7-figure company with a 3-story modern home. You know, I'm not knocking that. I'm just saying that I had that, and I don't think I'm wanting that right now. So what does it mean to you? Think about what it means to you. Journal about what it means to you. And kind of go from there. I've been thinking a lot about what it means to me. So it's still a work in motion for me. But I just wanted to bring it to your forefront, guys. And to let you guys know that success is going to look different. And I've really had to change my mind. I'm still changing my mind on like what that actually fucking looks like. But anyways, I love you guys. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already subscribed. Make sure to check out my How to Become the Selfish Babe in Your Life ebook, where I teach you all my spiritual self-love rituals that I have done myself and that I still do to show myself love on a deeper level. It's going to give you the spiritual baths, the spiritual hygiene, all the things that I do. Check out my Married to the Money course if you want to resell a digital course you don't have to create that teaches you how to sell so you can start making money on Instagram. Make sure to check out evolvingbutterfly.org for my goddess vaginal detox pearls. And make sure to download my app, Selfish Babe, to get daily affirmations and self-love notifications to your phone. All right, I think that's everything. XOXO Olenike. XOXO Selfish Babe. Love y'all. Are you a selfish babe out there that wants to have the freedom that money can buy? Do you want vacation money? Do you want money to just buy whatever you want without having to check your bank account? If that is you, I highly recommend joining my Married to the Money digital marketing and resell course. Okay, selfish babe. This digital marketing resell course is so amazing because not only do you learn about creating your own digital products like ebooks and e-courses, but as soon as you purchase my Married to the Money course, you're going to be able to resell it and keep 100% of the profits. You don't even have to get a new course. You don't even have to come up with your own course in order to sell this. This is why this product is so lucrative, and this is why it's changing so many women's lives, right? I bought this course, and now I'm reselling it as Married to the Money course, right? And now I'm giving you the opportunity to have another stream of income. I've seen a woman go online making a faceless Instagram, and she's brought in about $25,000 within 20 days. I've seen a woman bring in $30,000 in a day. I've seen women make $5,000 extra dollars in 3 weeks. Stay-at-home mom, full-time mom, single moms, everyday girls out there, in your 20s, in your 30s, in your 40s, in your 50s, it really doesn't matter. If you're a selfish babe out there that just wants to have another stream of income, I highly recommend this course. And when you purchase my Married to the Money course, one, you get the rights to resell it automatically, which is perfect. You get step-by-step instructions on how to set up
everything so that you're able to reset it, you get to join a group of about 5,000 other women who are selling this exact same course, which means you have the support. And then you also get two free other ebooks. One ebook is about how to market yourself on Instagram to make money, right? How to market yourself on Instagram and create reels to make money. And the second ebook is how to start a faceless account and make money like that. And so if you're a selfish babe out there that doesn't want to show your face necessarily when you're marketing or when you're doing something like this, then you're going to be able to get that. And so not only do you get to resell the course, right, but you also get to resell these two ebooks. Both of these ebooks are, you have the rights as soon as you purchase them, which I love. So I'm like so into this. I'm so excited to share this opportunity to my selfish babes that want to have the freedom that money can buy. I know that time is very important. I know that you don't want to be slaving away at that job. And I just know that you just want another source of income for yourself and your family. And so if that is you, selfish babe, join my Married to the Money course. The link is below. XOXO, selfish babe. Bye. Hey, beautiful selfish babe, it is your girl, Lenique, and I want to introduce you to my new and latest ebook and journal called How to Become the Selfish Babe in Your Life. This ebook and journal is going to teach you all the spiritual self-love rituals that I do and have used over the past few years now to become the living goddess that I am and to help you choose yourself and love yourself daily. And so in my ebook, you're going to get specific rituals on how to connect to your ancestors, specific rituals on how to do a cleansing spiritual bath, a bath for attraction, how to pray for yourself, why the energy of joy is so important for you, and so forth. And so if you're a woman out there that's been wanting to choose yourself more and put yourself first versus last, then you want to get my How to Become the Selfish Babe in Your Life ebook and journal. I'll have the link below. XOXO, Selfish Babe.